Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, has said many things publicly over the years. We're establishing a regular cargo route to Mars, like a train leaving the station. He described frustration with LA traffic and his determination to tunnel underground, with a follow-up tweet saying, "I'm actually going to do this." Sometimes these public statements get Musk and his companies into trouble. For example, in August 2018, Musk tweeted this from his phone to the 22 million people following him. Quote, "Am considering taking Tesla private at $420. Funding secured," unquote. Tweets later that day promised existing investors that they wouldn't be pushed out. Other tweets said that the only barrier to going private was a shareholder vote. The price of Tesla shares shot up in response. Taking a public company private means that it's no longer traded on the stock exchanges and no longer regulated in the same way. It's also limited in the number and type of investors it can have. Maybe this is not as interesting as commuter trains to Mars, but it has a real effect on many people. This was a statement about how much the company was worth, and it was coming from someone who should know what was going on. Investors cared, and so did the Securities and Exchange Commission, the federal agency that polices the capital markets. In September 2018, it sued Musk for securities fraud. The SEC's basic claim was that the tweets contain misrepresentations, basically lies. And before you say that tweets shouldn't count as serious statements, Tesla actually filed a formal document with the SEC a few years ago saying that they do count. The company described how it got important, material information to investors, and social media was high on the list. So what misrepresentations? According to the SEC's complaint, Musk did talk for half an hour about going private with someone from a Middle Eastern sovereign investment fund, who reportedly said reasonable terms would work, but nothing else was pinned down. Funding secured? Well, not really. Even so, Musk tweeted a particular price, $420 a share. According to the SEC, Musk calculated the price this way. He started with the Tesla share price on that day in August. He then added 20% to that share price. Then he rounded up to 420, reportedly because of the number's meaning in cannabis culture, which made him think that his girlfriend would find it funny, which he went on to say, quote, "admittedly is not a great reason to pick a price," unquote. Most SEC actions are resolved by settlement rather than going to court. Musk is no exception. After a few hiccups and hesitations, he and Tesla both settled with the SEC. Musk agreed to pay the SEC a $20 million fine, and Tesla will match that. But paying a fine, even a big fine, is not the main consequence. Tesla has agreed to monitor the tweets and other communications of senior officers, but more importantly, Musk has agreed to step down as Tesla's chairman and won't be eligible for that position for 3 years. These are higher and longer-term stakes than money, especially for someone who wants to use companies to build tunnels and go to Mars. That's the SEC versus Elon Musk, and this is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.